Didn't know.
So today we're going to talk about, I'm sorry?
I just said good to know when it's going to be recorded.
Now we're on the record. Okay, we're going to talk today about Berachas Tefila, essentially Siman Reish in Shulchan Aruch. So the Aruch HaShulchan just points out in the beginning of Siman Reish that our practice is to recite a Berachas Tefila even if the impetus for the Torah process is only a Derabbanan. So you might have said that Berachas Tefila is Asher Kedushanu V'Tzav V'Tzivanu, so maybe you should recite a Bracha if you're only going through a Torah process because of a Kesem that's only Derabbanan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not the case. Because anyway, we say V'Tzivanu even on Mitzvahs Derabbanan, L'Sigen Ben Memelikim, Ben Ner Chanukah, Heichen Tzivanu L'Sasar. And that's the Minhag Olam that we recite Berachas Tefila, even if the impetus is only because of a Kesem Derabbanan. In the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes from the same from Albushei Tara, that a woman should not recite a Berachas Tefila if it's only because of a Kesem, but she should be Yosef and Elsa's Bracha. So you should arrange that two women go to the mikvah at the same time, where the two are next to each other, and then one of them is going to be mostly the other. The one is going to the mikvah because of the Raisa. Whoever has background noise, maybe mute yourself. Okay. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes that the Malbushei Tara says that if you have a woman going to the mikvah because of Kesem Derabbanan, then she should try to be Yosef with someone going to the mikvah because of Tefila Daraisa. And he quotes that Rav Shlomo Kluger said that as well, but that's not the, sorry. He quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger did not say that. So that's not the Minhag Olam, that's a minority opinion in Achronim. And we assume that you say a Berachas Tefila, even if the Tefila is only because of an impetus that's the Rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's not only true by Kesem Derabbanan, it's true by Yosheves al Dam Tovar also, even though that's only Mishum Minhag, that the Mikra Din, a woman who has Dam Tovar, does not go to the Mikvah. If she went through the Torah process after 14 days after having a baby, so the next 40, 80 days is only Dam Tovar. So that, technically speaking, Mikra Din, Din Torah is okay. No need to go to the mikvah. And we quoted Machlokes Rishonim earlier, whether that's Din Derabbanan or Minhag. So even if we assume that that's only Mishum Minhag, that we're Machmir Din Torah, you still say a bracha. And he says that's analogous to the fact that we say a bracha on a Minhag like Chol Rosh Chodesh. It's also Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam does not hold that way, but we assume like the Bali Tosos, that you say a brach even on Halim Rosh Chodesh, even though that's only Mishum Minhag. That's what the Tifkei Tshuva quotes. If you take a look in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Sivkatan Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Sivkatan Aleph, the Tifkei Tshuva quotes from a Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that we recite Berachas Tefila even if you're only going because of Dam Tovar. And the Aruch HaShulchan says even further, even if it's only a Safek Kesem, you still say Bracha, because as he writes, Ein Tefila B'lo Bracha, unless it's a case where the Tefila is only because of a Chumra, meaning one went to the Mikvah, and then there's a Shaila and a Chatzitza, as we discussed, so you go to the Mikvah again, but if in the Iker Adin, that second Tefila is necessary, then you wouldn't say Bracha. We discussed some cases like that in the past. But generally speaking, a woman recites a bracha on tefila, even if the impetus is a derabbanan, even if the impetus is only a minhag. Fine. Okay, let's talk about the Berachas HaTefila itself. So the Gemara in Sachem and Asayin and Mabez tells us, let's see if we can get this to work to put it up on the screen. 1 second. Okay, I'm just getting in the right place, and then I'm going to share a screen. 1 second. Okay, let's try this. Share desktop. Okay, you're able to see the screen?
Yep, I can see it. That's great. Wow.
Okay, so let's, 1 second. Now I'll have to get it back to my screen so I can see it. Okay, so the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Zayin of the days tells us the following. You see where the cursor is? Does the cursor come up also?
I don't see the cursor.
Do you see where it says Minala in the beginning of the line, or do you not have the whole screen?
Yes, I see Minala, but I don't see a cursor.
Okay, I guess the cursor doesn't show up. Fine. So the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Mia Meikari Bina Levruche Minala, the Amr Vihud Amr Shmuel, Kala Mitzvahs Mavarchalin Over Lasiyasan. So all mitzvahs, we recite a bracha on Over Lasiyasan. And then I'm skipping a few lines. Be'rav army chutz min atvila v'shofar, with the exception of tvila and shofar. So shofar, the Gemara rejects, and where it says, no, elam rav chista chutz min atvila bilvad. The only mitzvah that we do not recite a bracha on over l'asiyasan is tvila. Itmar tanya nami hachi. Tavol the Allah Baliyasa Omer Baruch Hashem Kedoshanu Mitzvah Sivanu Al Hatzila. So why do we not recite the bracha of Tvila over Lasiyasan? Says Rashi. So the Gemara has a line earlier, Dakasi Gavra Lo Chazi. So it says Rashi, could go and Tfilas Bali Keri, the Kaimalad Bibrachos, Sha'asir Bidivre Torah. Ubibracha. The Ezra Tika and Tfila Bali Keri and Lidivre Torah. Mishama Hu Tfila, Tika Bechala Tfilos, Berchasan Libasof. So Rashi says, that the reason we don't say bracha of tefillah over lasiyasan because of Balkari. Balkari is not allowed to recite brachas because of Takanas Ezra. And there's a low plug because of Balkari, we're misakein that Berchas tefillah is always over, it is not over lasiyasan, Berchas tefillah is after the tefillah. Okay, if you look at Tosos, it's Dibur Maskal ala tefillah. Amar ben Chananel b'shem Agon, Dafka b'tvilas ger, d'lo chazi kodem tvila. No, this din that you recite the berachas tvila afterwards is only for a ger. Before tvilas ger, the ger is not Jewish. They can't say bracha. D'lo masi l'member v'tzivan, d'kasi nachrihu. Aval sharechai v'tvila, k'gon bal keri v'chayot sebo, mutu l'varech. But the Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, bal keri taka could say bracha before tvila. K'darmina pek misha mesu, nog alma, k'tlasa save. So it's true that originally there was a Takanas Ezra that prevented a Balakari from reciting brachos, but later in history that was abandoned, and we assume lalacha that a Balakari has no restrictions on his ability to daven and recite brachos and learn. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the whole din of Birchas Tefillah being after Tefillah is limited to a ger. But any other chayvei tefilos, you recite the bracha over lasiyasan. Then Tosa goes on, Afal Pikin Amari, Den Ligor Ben Hashem Shemavarchos Achara Tefila. But if there are women who have the practice of reciting the bracha after tefila, you don't have to protest. Kevidika Tefila Sker, Dela Masi Lavarich Lo Chilku. So that sounds like Lichachila, that we would say a woman should recite a bracha before tefila, over lasiyasan, like any other mitzvah. But those who have the practice of reciting it afterwards, that's okay, because of the equation to ger. And then Tosas at the end quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, the Bechol Tfilas Ka'amar, the Gavra Lochazi, the Kodem. The Kodem Shiyeri Lamayim Enosarach Levarich Dilma Mishim Bisusa Demayim Nimna. that we're worried that maybe you're not going to go through the tefillah. Maybe you're going to get scared of the water and you won't complete the tefillah. And after the tefillah, you're not going to be in the position to say bracha because you're not dressed. Libra rosa erva. So better to recite the bracha after the tefillah once you are out of the mikvah and dressed. Okay. That was Rashi and Tosos on Tzachim Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. So, are you able to see that and you're still reading it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I saw the cursor also. So we're good.
Okay. Wonderful. Great. Fine. So again, Rashi's position is that the impetus for tefillah, birchas tefillah being an exception, is balkari. But once we say balkari, we recite it afterwards, there's a low plug across the board. According to Ben Chananel, it only applies to a ger because prior to tefillah, the ger isn't Jewish yet. The Re notes a practice of some woman that recited after tefillah, which he didn't think is a chachila, but you shouldn't be goer. And then the Yesh Mefarshim said the reason that you would recite the bracha after tefillah is out of a concern that a woman may be afraid to go through, scared of the water, and if you recite the bracha before, and there may end up being a bracha levatala. Fine. The position of the Torah, quoting from the Bahag, is that lechachila, the bracha should be recited after tefillah across the board. And the Rambam, Perakid Aleph, Bracha Salach Yezayin, Perakid Aleph, Alach Yezayin, Paskins, nope, that just like Rabbeinu Chananel, only a ger recites the bracha afterwards, but everyone else recites the bracha, le'achar ha'tevilah. How do we paskin? So this is a machlokas of Mechab, the Ramah, here in the beginning of Simon Reish. Mechaber writes, at the beginning and the end of Simon Reish, it's all Simon. Mechaber writes, Kisha Pashetes Malbusheha, Kisha Omedes Bechaluka Tavarech Hashir Kedeshadim Mesesavit Sivano Ala Tvila. So a woman, while she's getting undressed to go into the mikvah, while she's still some addressed, she recite the bracha. V'tivshar Chaluka V'tipol, and then she should get totally undressed going into the mikvah. V'im lo bercha az, Tavarech L'acha Shetikanes Atzavar B'mayim. And if she didn't recite a bracha before she went into the mikvah, she can still recite the bracha until she goes under. And the Ramah paskins v'yesh omrim shelo tevarech ad achar tevila tor b'shem b'hag. V'chei nogin shelo achar tevila ba'odo medes b'soch hamayim mechaseis atzma b'gadeha o b'chaluka u mivarechas. So the Mechaber paskins, like the Rambam and many other Rishonim, that the bracha is a chachila prior to tevila, and the Ramah paskins that the bracha l'chachila is after tevila. Rav Avadya, Chela Gimel, page Reish Hay, quotes a total of no less than 19 Gaonim and Rishonim who are of the opinion that the bracha should be recited prior to tevila, which is the opinion of the Mechaber. Rabbi Karp, in Mishmeres Tara, page Reish Mem Gimel, raises the following question. That according to the Ramah says the minhag is to recite the bracha achar ha-tevila. So what do you lose, asks Rabbi Karp, if you're going to recite the bracha beforehand? Because it's not going to be a bracha levatala any way you slice it. Meaning even if you hold that the bracha lechachila should be la'achar ha-siyasan, but if you are mevarech kodem asiyasan, if you're not, it's not talking about tefilas ger, so that should be kosher. So why wouldn't you say that just say the bracha beforehand, and that bracha will be valid bracha l'chol hadeus? So Rabbi Karp suggests that the Ramah must be assuming that on some level, as long as, meaning the flip side, according to the Rambam, if you're going to say a bracha l'achar asiyasan, that's a bracha levatala. Because under normal circumstances, once you've finished the mitzvah, if you didn't recite the bracha, that's too late. Okay, machlok is Rambam or Zeruah in general, right? But for the Rambam, if you said a bracha after asiyasan for regular mitzvah, it's too late. That's a bracha levatala.
So question was, according to the Rama, what do you lose if he said it beforehand? You're yosei l'cholodeis. If you say it afterwards, then that should be brachah levatol according to after Rishonim. So Rabbi Karp suggests that even according to the Rama, it must be assuming that so long as the woman is in mikvah, on some level, maybe even the Rama would agree, you can still say a bracha. That's still considered on some level over lasiyasan, because the tefillah is only fully complete once a woman leaves the mikvah. He says that's like what the Rambam writes, the end of Perek Vav of a Satuma. And the Rambam writes there in terms of tefillah for a kli that became tameh, ukishiyala hamishkav min hamikvah yitaher sharei alsalo tefillah. Once it's removed from the mikvah, it becomes tahor, because the tefillah counted. That sounds like the completion of tefillah is only really actualized once the object or the person leaves the mikvah. So it could be that the ma'aseh mitzvah hasn't been fully complete so long as someone's still in the mikvah, and on some level, everyone would agree that that's still considered to be over la'asiyasan if you recited the bracha after tefillah before leaving, before exiting the mikvah. Okay. The Mechaber notes that saying the bracha beforehand solves another problem as well, of not saying a bracha where liba roes erva. So that's what the Mechaber writes, that you should recite the bracha before going in when still closed. And if you didn't, before dunking, if your head is still above water, you can recite the bracha if the water, either if the water is cloudy or if it's clear, then you cover up the erva with other parts of your body. So the Mechaber seems to be concerned here about the potential problem of liba roa esa erva. And the Rama as well writes that the minhag is you recite the bracha after the tefillah, but she's mechaseis asma b'gadeha or b'chalukah, that she covers up her body with something before reciting the bracha. So both the Mechaber and the Rama are concerned about the potential problem of liba roa sa'erva. However, the Shach and the Taz, in their respective lengthy pieces here, both assume that lahalacha, there's no concern of liba roa sa'erva by woman. By a man, there is a din of liba roa sa'erva. There should be a problem for Kriya Shema, etc. For a woman, that isn't the same level of concern. And that's what we have in Aruch Chaim. Let's see if I can pull this up. Give me another second. Okay, this is in Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Dalid, Aruch Chaim. One second.
Sorry, I'm not finding it here. My apologies. But anyway, so that's the position of the Taz and the Shach, that Mikra Adin, a woman doesn't need to be concerned about covering up the Makom Ever when she recites a bracha, even though L'chachila, that would be preferable. But Mikra Adin, if a woman's body is under the water and her head is above the water, then that is sufficient. Even if the water is clear, that's not considered to be a problem of libra or erva, and that is the common practice, that a woman will recite the bracha in that position even before getting dressed or covering herself. Okay. There's a shiur l'chavis yair, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, who mentions a minug of being toveleth twice. That a woman immerses herself twice and recites the bracha between the first tefila and second tefila. And that's what the Berhetev quotes here in Simen Reish in the name of the Shalom. So let's take a look at the Chavos Yair. Okay. Okay. Do you see the screen? No, okay, let's try that. Desktop. Oh, you have to, that's annoying. Okay. Okay, see you now?
Yeah.
So why is it when I share the screen, I can't see any of you? Any idea?
Don't know.
Do you see me?
Just the screen that you're sharing.
So you don't see my picture at all either. You just see the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, is that how it's supposed to work?
No clue.
Aura?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work.
Ah, fine. Okay. Really, because I was on a call, we had this training or best practices session last night with a lot of the Rosh Yeshiva. We had two of them over the last few days. And I'm pretty sure that when I was seeing a shared screen, I saw still half the people on the top and the shared screen on the bottom. But you only see the shared screen.
I'm sorry. When my friends are in Columbia do it, I only ever see the screen. I'm also not looking to see if I see them too.
Okay, so I'll look into that. Bila is an A, so Chavis Yai here, which you do see, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. So he writes, She'ela. Isha shenaga l'yisron hechsher u'midas chasidos lipa l'bayla shnei pa'amim mitzufim. So a woman, out of extra caution and midas chasidos, had a practice of being tovelos twice. The chaverta roa tfilasa, and she'd have the mikveh attendant supervise. U'pam achas tabla shnei pa'amim v'achar shabasa l'beisa omeres or amra ki nistapka. So she had a practice of always going to the mikveh twice. And then when she got home, she was concerned or had a thought that maybe the second tefillah wasn't good. And the question was, she definitely knows that the first tefillah was good, but she had a practice of a second tefillah. Does she have to redo the tefillah? So Chavis Yosef says, I asked her, Lama Naga Kach. Why does she have this practice of two tefillos? The yeshiva ki gam ima Naga Kach. So she answered that Maimetic tradition, that's what her mother did. The Tafsa Minagima. So she just did what she saw by her mother. So the Chavis Yair suggested that she should do Hataras Nadar. However, as far as the Etzem Minig itself, if you look in the bolded part toward the end of the paragraph, Chavis Yair writes, Mashikasa b'omra shet kabalasa litbol beis ba'amim li'esher se'eis v'tosefes tara o l'tshuva tavala k'ned v'sricha beis ba'amim tfila hogenes b'li pikbuk v'sricha tara. So if she did this for a reasonable, out of a reasonable concern of Liyasir Seis Midas Chasidus, then she would require a Taras Nadarim. Pesachu HaMikra Shira, and the Pesach is, had she known that she would have this Shaila with the second Fila, she wouldn't have taken upon herself that Neder. V'shamas V'yantiv, Al Kol Panim Asura Litbol Beis Pa Mechinam. However, the Chavis Yair says that it's not so pasha that a woman should be able to do a second tevila on Shabbos and Yantiv, because it's a halbitzara how we remater the first tevila near Kameka. That's not so pasha. The omra shelo teida tam rakam chamosa v'imanagu kain tilim lahachmir. It sounds like that's going back in the Taras Nedarim, that if she does it because there's a family minag, so then. No, so it could be there you need Tulin al Hakmir to do another tefillah. Because that's maybe a Taras Nedarim wouldn't work. The Achakach no Dali, Sheksaf Nashim no Goskein, Kamavarchas al Tefillah San Bain Shtei Tefillos. So it sounds like with the Chavis Yair first got the Shaila, you never heard of such a minog. And then he found out that other people have this minog. Amarti Achein Oda Davar Shin Espashin a minog Vnei Safek Zman Abracha Katur V'Shachan Aruch. He says, oh, maybe the reason for the minhag is not stam, a meaningless midas chasidus, but maybe the reason for the minhag is to have your cake and eat it too with the bracha. V'chein asus ha'isha shishala v'chein ein sarach lachser v'litbo. So the Chavis Yair says, oh, maybe the reason for this minhag is out of a concern to solve the bracha problem. Sounds like that if you're concerned for the mechaber that it should be over l'atziyasan, so it's over to the second tefila, and if you're concerned about the ramah that it has to be afterwards, it's after the first tefila. So does that work, and how does that work? In the Dark Age Tshuva Sukkot Dalid, Dark Age Tshuva Sukkot Dalid, he quotes from the Chikrei Lev that a woman should have the following machshava. That if the halacha is like the Ramah, that you say the bracha after the tefillah, so then the first tefillah is the correct tefillah. And if the halacha, you have to say the bracha before the tefillah like the mechaber, so then the second tefillah should be the correct tefillah. So the Kekele says you should have this Tanai in mind, that your Yosef Holodeos, and whoever's correct, then the appropriate tevila will be the correct tevila. But then he writes that it's a little difficult to assume that all the women that go to the mikveh and go two times have this kavana. That every woman that goes to the mikveh has in mind this tonight. So he finds that hard to believe. He says that maybe everyone is a daita derabanan tavelas, that this is the reasoning behind the minhag, that's what everyone, that's what the originators of the minhag had in mind. So you don't have to have it in mind yourself. You're a daita, the originators of the minhag, when you go to the mikvah. Rav Avadya writes that even that's difficult. He quotes many that say that it's not so pasha that even kavana shilolaseis would work. And justify what the Chikrei Lev is saying, you have to say that your kavana is that if the second tevila is the correct tevila, the first tevila doesn't work. But lemaisa, you went to the mikveh the first time. So even if in general kavana shalalaseis could work, maybe that's only by mitzvah chayuvis, that I shake a lulav, so I have kavana that the mitzvah shouldn't count. But tevila isn't a regular mitzvah chayuvis, it's a heksher. So that's a status change. So who's to say that Kavana Shel Alatzeis would help for a status change, especially if we assume Iker HaDin, as we discussed last time, that Kavana for Tefillah is not Ma'akev, right? The Mechaber passing the end of Kutzai Diches, that neither Shetav Lo Kavana is good. And even the Ramah said, Yesh Machmirim, Yesh Achmer L'Chachila, but if push comes to shove, Iker HaDin, Kavana is not Ma'akev. There's the Dagal Mirvava in the Madura Tinyana, which I do not believe is printed in the standard Shulchan Aruch. Unfortunately, I left my fancy Shulchan Aruch in my office in Yeshiva, and I haven't been back there in a while. So maybe I'll be able to retrieve it at some point. So I don't have the Dagal Mirvava Madura Tinyana in front of me. If any of you have the Benji, do you have your Shulchan Aruch there?
It's stuck also in the base medrash, and they won't let me get it.
What do you need to say?
They won't even let you get in to get something?
They won't let me into Gluck.
Really?
In the base medrash, yeah.
I thought they were letting people go in like one at a time. Is that not true? Like, just to get things.
Yesterday when I went in there, they were trying to push me out. So
they had it open on Friday until a certain point to let people get what they needed to get, and then after that they closed it to everyone.
I know, but I heard there's another time supposedly they're letting people in, but evidently yesterday was not one of those days. Sorry, Benji.
I didn't know that.
Email Rabbi Kalinsky. Maybe he could arrange for you to get it. But anyway, so I guess we're in the same boat at the moment. I'm sorry.
What, do you need the show tomorrow? What, you need to say in the Shulchan Aruch?
No, I'm just saying that Benji should get a Shulchan Aruch, so you should figure out how you can retrieve it.
I'll work it out.
Yeah, okay, but I'm fine for the moment. but anyway, the dog Rav Badur Tanyana, which you probably don't have in front of you unless you have the fancy Shulchan Aruch, so he writes that he's bothered by the similar problem, that if she's going to have Kavana, if the first tefillah works, so then what do you gain by the second tefillah? And if you're going to have kavana not to be yotze, that also doesn't work, because we paskin, as we just said, that kavana is a ma'akev when it comes to tefillah. And then he says, if the kavana of this minhag is like the Ramah, that yesh machmirim, that you do need kavana for tefillah, so then you run into another problem. The Rambam writes in Mikvos, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, that if you are tovel twice, harezem meguna. So the Rambam, based on a Tosefta Paskins, that it's meguna, it's ill-advised to go to the mikvah twice. So this is partially quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And take a look back in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, Se'if Kuf Tes. Kuf Tzadi Ches, Se'if Kuf Tes. The Mechaber there writes, HaTovel B'mikvah She'ein Bo Ela Arba'im Sa'ah Mitzim Samin, that if you go to the mikvah and it's a minimal shiur mitzumsam, and the concern is that after the first person goes in, some of the water is going to splash out and you won't have a shiur the mikvah anymore. So if you go to the mikvah as the shir mitzumsam, im amar l'chaveiro kvosh yadcha alai b'mikvah harezim meguna. So if you tell someone else to push you in such a way that's going to cause the water to go below the shir point before the tefillah is chal, that is meguna. So this is based on a tosefta. And the Rambam understood that the Tosefta had a broader concern. Not only in a case of a mikveh mitzumsam, but even if it's not mitzumsam, you shouldn't go into the mikveh twice. What's the concern there? So the Kesef Mishnah there quotes from a Shuvah Sarivash, I think it's Kuf Sadi Dalit, that we're concerned that if you're going to go into the mikvah twice, then people may think that you're not going for tara, you're going lahakir, you're going for a swim. And people may then have the erroneous impression that you haven't been properly mitar yourself. It wasn't l'shem tara. And if you're going to touch Trum and Kachim, then they may think that you don't need Kavana Stvila in order to be mitar yourself. So either way, the Rambam understood that there's a concern of not going to the mikveh twice, even not in the situation of a mikveh with a shiur mitzvah. And the Magen Mishnah writes over there that even though many Rishonim understood the Tosefta differently, but should be choshesh for, sorry, the Kesef Mishnah quotes that she was a rivash. Fine. So the Dogma Ravava says that you should be choshesh for the Rambam, even though other Rishonim understood the Tosefta differently, and you shouldn't go to the mikvah twice. So for that reason, that's another strike against the minhag of two tefillos. Number one, what's your kavana? If your kavana is shalala says, that may not work. And even according to the Eish Machnir and the Ramah, the kavana shalala says would work, meaning that you need kavana for tefila. Then you run into this other problem that the Rambam says you shouldn't be tavelas twice. There is a tshuva in the Netziv that partially addresses this. Let me try to go back to share this with you. The Nesiv and Meshav Davar, Chayli Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin. Meshav Davar, Chayli Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin. Here we go. Okay, we're getting hang of it. So the Nesiv writes over there, Meshav Davar, Beis, Lamed Zayin. Hachanami in the bolded line, the Isha Ladas Rashba, the Im Kvar Bal the Besa the Chazeres the Taveles Harezem Maguna, Avo Kolzman Shelo Bal the Besa Ein Bazeh Shem Chashash. So we understood that the reason not to go to a mikvah twice only applies after you already left the mikvah, you left the premises. But if you're still on premises, then that's not a problem. That's not a violation of this Rambam. So as long as she hasn't gotten home yet, there's no problem with a second tefila, and that is the minug that we saw first in the Chavis Yar, mashallah, to have two tefilas. We'll see in a moment that there's a minug of having three tefillos. Now, we noted that the Chavis Yar raised the question as to whether having two tefillos would be appropriate on Shabbos. Anyway, you have to justify how you go to mikvah at all on Shabbos because of Nerek HaMekar. What's the justification of a second tefillah on Shabbos? So take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Aleph in Siman Reish. Piskei Tshuva quotes, "Ayim Yeshuvas Har Carmel, Shakasav, the Af B'Makom She'ein Ogen Kein Ela Mivarchos Kodem Tefila, Haynu Dafka B'Chol." So the minhag of reciting the bracha prior to Tefila, that's only during the week. Aval B'Shabbes, Kishetoveles. Yesh leisha lino kain levarich achara tvila o kodem tvila belachash bein svaseha. So the Har Carmel says that even if you follow the psak and the mechaber, that you should say the bracha over lasiyasan, that's only during the week. But on Shabbos, you should recite the bracha afterwards or recite it silently. Why? We're concerned that if you're going to recite the bracha before and out loud, then you've compromised your Nira Kamekar justification. Now, the whole reason you're allowed to go to the mikvah is people may think you're going for a swim. But if you're saying a bracha, you're saying very clearly, emphatically, you're not going for a swim. You're doing the Lishay Mitzvah. So that would compromise
the whole basis, the justification for going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Okay, the Mishnah Brura in Be'er Halacha Siman Shin Kaf Gimel Zayin says that this concern may be machlokas achronim and may be talui on a machlokas rishonim. So let's look at this together now. Okay, so Be'er Halacha Siman Shin Kaf Gimel Siv Zayin Dibur Maskal Yimel Enu Mayim. He writes, I am Misha Brua Masha Kasavnu De'ena Mavarich. Whom is Magan Avram? So Magan Avram says, when you go to the mikvah on... One step back. So the din in Shulchan Aruch that we're commenting on, Shin Kaf Gimel Se'if Zayin, the Mechaber writes, "Mutar lahatpil kli chadash haton tefila v'yesh osrim." So there's a machlokas rishonim whether you can do tefilas kelim on Shabbos. V'yesh shemayim yetsa yaskulam v'yitena kli le'nihudi b'matana v'yafse v'shalenim v'nevin tzarech tefila. So if you're stuck and you have a new kli you need to use on Shabbos, so the way out of this machlokas is to give it to a nachi b'matana. And that would obviate the requirement for Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos. Now the Ramah says, the imu kli sheroi lamalos b'mayim yimalenu mayim min amikva v'alsa lo tvila. However, if it's a kli that could be used to fill up water, so then you have an easy way out. The concern, the reason that you couldn't do tefillah on Shabbos is it's misakin mana, it's not litzara Shabbos. However, if it's a kli that you could fill up with water, so then people could think that you're filling it up for water, analogous to the Nir Kemekar reasoning. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, but then you shouldn't say bracha. Because if you're going to say bracha, then that gives away the secret. Then it's clear that you're doing a l'shem mitzvah, and that would defeat the whole kula. So the Be'er Halacha writes over here, the ayim shabur mashikasav nu de'ena mevarech chumi magen avram v'kashali. If that's true, that you shouldn't say bracha on this tefillas kli on Shabbos, im kein b'isha nidak the kaimelam b'yerdeo kufsari zayin dimitars lebo b'shabbos, because of nirka mekar. So why is Tfilas Nashim any better than Tfilas Kalim? So you shouldn't say bracha on Tfilas Nashim either. So we follow the Rama that we say the bracha on, as opposed to Tfilas Kalim, which you said before. Tfilas Nashim, we say the bracha afterwards. So then there's no concern. There's no parallel concern. So the Mishnah Berurah says that was all fine and dandy according to the Ramah. But according to the Mechaber, assumes like Rov Rishonim, he says, Kimak Kol Rishonim, that you say the bracha over Lasiyasim by Tfilas Nashim as well. So we should have the same concern that it's not near a maker if you're going to say bracha. So how do you lechachil allow someone to do tefillah without a bracha? Why is that different than arum that we don't allow to take truma because he won't be able to say bracha? Okay, maybe he was tzarech Shabbos, different equation. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'lulei demistafina hayisi omer demutter levarech. The Mishnah Berurah says he would pass in against the Magen Avraham that really you could say the bracha as you're immersing the kli on Shabbos. Why? If V'atam Yishum. Dekevan de be'etzema tefila la minkar milsa klau. Mishum de nir karotza l'malos mayim. So the act of tefila itself, it's not apparent that you're doing a l'shem mitzvah. When it comes to tefila's kli, you could be doing it to fill it up with water. When it comes to nida nir kemekar. So once the act itself in a vacuum, excuse me, it's not apparent that you're doing a l'shem mitzvah. Shememela gazer banan alatila kazu. So then there's no gzeira to avoid it. Umemela muta levar gamke, and then you can say the bracha too. Shuv hisponanti beesus Hashem. Didin zed the magen avram tali ba'ashli rave. Then he says that magen avram that you should not recite the bracha kodem tefilas kelim is tali na machlokes rishonim. The Tosfos asvir lahu kisvar magen avram. The Rambam kisvar seinu. What's that machlokes? For who? That Tosfos kasvu biyavam zafim vavam rebeis yirmaskel tukune gavra. V'af al gavdil inyan tuma shari lipol. Mishum de Adam Nira Kemekar. So Tosfos there is discussing why can't you do tefilas geiros on Shabbos? So a regular tefila you could do because Nira Kemekar. What about tefilas geirim? Shani hacha de ba'i shnei tamida chachamim lamed etzlo b'shas tefila l'diyah mitzvah. So when it comes to geiros, you have to have a bezdin, and that's why you can't say you can't do the tefila. Harei sfir like as far as the magen avram dehecha de minkar me'ez atam shahu larmina denira kemekar. Because what's going on over there? Fundamentally, the act of tefila is no different for a tefilas ger than tefilas nashim. So if you look at that in a vacuum, you could say it's nira kemekar. But in context, it's clear that's not the case because you have a best in there. So Tosfos is like the magen avram, that wherever in context it's clear that you're not doing it lemekar, then you have a problem on Shabbos. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. You can't say a bracha on tefilas kelim, because otherwise you'd see that it's not lemalos l'sakli. However, the Torah quotes the Rambam, Shekasav ho'il v'dav tzarech bezdin ema bilin asav b'Shabbos. The reason you can't do tefilas ger on Shabbos is because you need a bezdin. What does that mean? The kasa shem beisel seif. Tilachi lo kama rama mishum dinira kitikune gavra kidisa begemara mishum disfilei tilamai demasi beisel dada dinira kamekar shiv azai taima. Afagav disfichin shnei timi chachamu lamed eslo. Mikam makam nichti mechzi kamekar lanafik. Lanafik. So he says, the reason, according to the Rambam, the reason you can't feel us gerim on Shabbos is not because you've compromised the near maker. It's because a maisa bezin is a totally different parsha. You can't do a maisa bezin on Shabbos. Tosfos says it's because of the two tamid chachamim who are omid al gabav to be modeh mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos v'chamuros. So there, because of the context, you've removed the near kemaker aspect, even though the act of tefila itself could still be construed as near kemaker. And the Rambam says, no, it's a bigger issue of a maisa bezdin. But fundamentally, the fact that two people would be there who wouldn't normally be there doesn't itself compromise the near kemaker. The Mishnah Berurah says that this question, whether the birchas tefila beforehand is a problem, should be totally on this machlokas rishonim. Halacha maisa, everyone is makel to not change the despite the Jewish Har Carmel, those who follow the Mechaber and say the bracha before tefila, or the minhag of multiple tefilas, don't change anything as far as the bracha goes on Shabbos. There is a Sefer Chassidim, which seems to be the source for what is the common practice of actually immersing three times. Sefer Chassidim in Simen Shin Tzadi Dalid. Let's go back to the screen. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Noshim Regilas Litbol Shlosha Pa'amid B'mayim Tahorim. The minhag is to go three times because of three lashonos of Tara in Psukim. So the two times of the Chavos Yahr and one additional time, and that is common practice. Okay, so two more relatively minor points just to close out this unit. The Gemara Nida and Daf Alpha Mibes has the following. Nida Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom. Four lines in the bottom. Do you have Gemaras in front of you?
Yes.
Does anyone have a Gemara?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. So the Gemara, four lines in the bottom, says, Imar Tanya Nami Hachi, Bemedva Mumum Lataros, Avalabaila Mutaras. So, I should have started two lines earlier. The Amr of Zera Amr and Abba Yamrishwa. Isha Shein Lavas Asula Shamish Achetitok. If a woman does not have a predictable cycle, you're not allowed to engage in Tashmish until you check the Okimna Asuka Bitaras. And that's in the context of Taras. Chad b'chal chaverta imar. Tanya nami hachi medvrim l'taras. Aval abay l'mutaras. So even though when it comes to Taras, if a woman doesn't have a vest, you have to be bodekes. Not true when it comes to Hatul abay l'medvrim murim. Shenicha b'cheskas Torah. That's where the husband goes on a trip. When he left, his wife was b'cheskas Torah. When he comes back, he has a right to assume that she's still b'cheskas Torah. Aval, hinicha b'cheskas Tmeya, but if he left and she was b'cheskas Tmeya, l'olam hi b'tumasa achetomer lo torani. So that cheskas Tuma remains, and the husband must treat her as Tmeya until she says tahorani. So take a look at Siman Kuf Pei Hei Sif Aleph. Haisha shehi becheskas tmeya, aser lo lavo aleha, achetoma lo tavalti. So if a woman is becheskas tuma, you're not allowed to be ba aleha until she says tavalti. Says the Piskei Tshuva. Sifkatan Aleph, quoting from the Chavis Das and the Biurim Sifkatan Aleph, Afila Shochavis Etzlo, Lo Mahani, Achetomer Lo Beferish Tavalti. That even if the woman lies next to her husband, that's not sufficient. She actually has to say verbally that she was Tovalis. So Rav Shechter is not so sure why that should be, why you have to say verbally that she's Tahara. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, let's share again. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Sivkat and Dalit. B'simen HaKodem Nisbar D'Kshahaya Baal B'Derech She doesn't have to say it verbally like the Chavis does. Ella filu he also dover shemeramezes lo tvilasa, as long as she does something to demonstrate that she went to the mikvah. Kigon shenosenos lo chefetz miyad liyado, that he just extends something, he passes her something, which you can't do when she's Tameya, then that's sufficient. You don't require a verbal statement. And he quotes the Chavis Tosfos as otherwise. V'lo yadati lama. Why should that be? Atu amira ma'keves. Hello, Iker Rakladas, Imnitara, you have to know. So she could demonstrate it without stating it explicitly. They're not going to want to say it explicitly. So where the Chavis Tosfos get it from is Ayin Sham Shekasav Shekein Muchach Mitosos. Which Tosfos? So the Aruch HaShulchan says he thinks that Tosfos Yud Aleph Amud Beis, who writes that if you leave her Becheskos Tameya, even if she's still awake, she's Tameya Acha Tomer Torani. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Shem Rayim Yisah. Devadu Asilo Likara Ve'laha Afkishi Ara De'in Lismach Al Shtikasa Devadu Tameya Aval Kishim Askelos Asas Tomer. But if she does something, then that's a sign that she's Torah.
Okay, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's not necessary to make a verbal statement. It's not so difficult to make a verbal statement to be Choshesh L'Chaladeus. It's kind of a low-cost Chumrah. Okay. Finally, take a look at a comment of the Ramah in the end of Simin Reish Aleph. The very end of the very long Simin Hilchas Miklos, Sif Ayin Hey. The Ramah writes, "La'achar atvila b'mei mikva kisherim muteres likanes l'merchat." After going to the mikvah, a woman can then go into the bath, into a shower, to wash herself off, to heat herself up. She could go into the merchat to heat herself up, but to go wash herself again in a shower or bath, yesh osrim. Mordechai b'shem Rashban v'chein nagu. So what is this yesh osrim based on? To take a look at the Gaon here, Sipkatan Kuf Kav Zayin, Parakam of the Shabbos, Dafidal, Dafiyom will get there this in a few days. Haba Rosho, so there's a comment there in the Mordechai that a woman should not wash herself after going to the mikvah. It says again, "Alakar cholku alav dibzei redesham eino el truma shei tamer el truma midiri sofer aval tfilaso also lo af el truma." The kosher in the Bible chunu. So that's a local chumrah that has nothing to do with Tara Labaiwa. That if you're going to go to the mikvah, go take a bath or a shower after going to the mikvah, that doesn't impact on the Tara, and the effectiveness of the tefillah. The Ramosha has a tshuva. Let's share again. Okay, Ramosha's tshuva is Yerodeya Chele Beis Simin Sadiva. This tshuva is written to Rabbi Shlomo Rebek, who is the Rav of Congregation Adas Israel in Passaic. So Rabbi Rebek apparently asked him, what are the parameters of this Ramah based on a Mordechai? So in the bold he writes, Abachreachu, Lo yoser mi bo bayom shel tefillah. So how long after the tefillah should you not take a shower? So no, definitely no more than that day. If you're going to tell you can't take a shower the next day, then you can't take a shower the next week. Then a woman can never take a shower. But So maybe you'll say it's until the first Tashmish. Also no Makor for that. And then he writes in the next bold part, Miloshin Ramah Mashmik Sav Shadafka Takafar Fatfila Achulai Boba Yom Nami Shayak Loshin Acharkach. So the Loshin Ramah was Acharkach. Last of the Lich was Acharkach. So Acharkach might imply right away. But maybe after you go home, that's okay. Or maybe Acharkach means the rest of that night or that whole day. But either way, Ramosha says the next day definitely is okay. And in the Isha Istanis, Shalatucha Lisbol, Shalolis Rachet, Yom Shalem, Sheyem, Mitzilasa, Mitzilasa Laila, Agmar Yom, Ishlahatula, Nikem Shaladino, Rakdas Yachid. If a woman's an Istanis and she can't get by without taking a shower that night, there's what you make about, because after all, it's only Das Yachid. Minig is to be Machmir. So for most people who aren't an Istanis, Moshe says there's no real reason to be mako. But if a woman's a super Istanis, so then she could take a shower that night. Rav Schechter has a piece printed in the Ginas Egos, Simen Kaf Aleph, who thinks that Moshe is correct. That what we see from this Mordechai is that if you're going to wash yourself or take a shower before that, the complete hara shamash of that day, even once you get home, that could compromise the tefillah. Rav Ozner has a tshuva chela kesem in kuf kafei, where he writes that he thinks in principle the only problem is really samuch the tefillah, but once she gets home, even if she's not going to have tashmish till later that night, but once her husband touches her or does something to indicate that she's now muteres, then that would be okay. And that's Rabbi Willick's position, that if a woman wants or needs to take a shower that night, after she does something to indicate that she's tarla baila, that would be mutter, not be a violation of this minhag of the Rama. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. I'm now going to